The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University San Bernardino found a 150% jump in hate crimes directed toward Asian Americans in 16 of America's largest cities. And a separate report from Stop AAPI Hate documented 3,795 separate incidents over the past year, ranging from verbal harassment or shunning to physical assaults and workplace discrimination, among other civil rights violations. The trend is troubling for members of the student-run Asian American Association at Bradley University, which seeks to educate and raise awareness of the Asian American and Pacific Islander community both on campus and in the Peoria community at large. Alex Nguyen is a Bradley student on the AAA's executive board.
It's hard for us as a part of that Asian American community, as much as I personally don't want to believe that they are racially charged, for us to ignore that it might be a factor.
The current surge in crimes and discrimination targeted at people of Asian descent can be traced back to March 2020, when many people's lives were shaken by COVID-19 stay-at-home orders for the first time. The first incidence of the virus was discovered in Wuhan, China. But Rustin Gates, an associate professor of history at Bradley University specializing in Asian studies, says this isn't the first time people of Asian descent have taken the brunt of the blame from others for wider societal problems.
They want to source a culprit for this terrible situation of the world. And they, at the urging, I think, of some of our leaders who have presented this narrative, they lash out. Scapegoat with sad effects in all the cases.
For Bradley students like Driffin Don, that narrative unfairly blames the Asian community for the virus.
The rhetoric of just like saying the Wuhan virus, it really targets like the Asian community when you like say that, when it's stated like that, when it's just targeted like, oh, it's this is because of China. Well, yeah, China, like, that was the source, right? But spreading is not part of their job, right? Spreading was all of us not doing our jobs of, like, quarantining, isolating. Like, that spread is our fault.
Six women of Asian descent were among the eight people fatally shot in three Atlanta-area massage businesses last week. While that case is still under investigation, Alex Nguyen says it further unsettles America's Asian community.
Whether or not it's rooted within racism or rooted in some sort of racially charged action, it's still instilling some sort of distress within the community, which a lot of people kind of look past, that it may not have been their direct goal, but it's still adding to the problem.
Dr. Yufeng Liu is the interim chair of the Electrical and Computer Engineering Department at Bradley University. Liu says he's personally disturbed by recent sentiments and what he sees as a lack of accountability.
I feel like it is disgusting that perpetrators are not being held accountable for their actions. And I have been in the United States for 20 years, and I enjoy most of the time, and now recent years, I don't feel comfortable.
Zhaotian Chen is an electronic services librarian at Bradley. He says it's important to understand the historical context of the racism rooted in America's past.
There were institutionalized racial bias against Asian Americans. One example is the Chinese Exclusion Act during 1882 until the 1940s. And the other one is the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II.
Rustin Gates, the Bradley history professor, says there are also more recent examples, such as violence stemming from economic resentment in the 1980s. Gates says understanding history is important if we as a country are to uphold the standards of equality laid out in the U.S. Constitution.
It's an idealized goal, and we are working towards that, but this recent episode, and indeed the ones in the past, shows that, you know, we're still on the path towards that.
For Bradley student Bianca Deola, it all comes back to basic human decency.
Wear your mask, be safe, stay kind, just be respectful. It's like, you don't need to go putting blame on someone else because disease or illness came from a certain place. Just be a kind, respectful human being, and we'll all get through this.
And BU student Megan Lay says people can also be proactive with their support of the Asian American community, such as using AAPI educational resources and supporting Asian American businesses.
Just amplifying those voices and spreading awareness.
Chen, the Bradley librarian, says it's also important to call out racism for what it is.
Everybody should speak up, and no one should be silent on this.
Shen says racist acts and words are un-American and should be universally condemned. I'm Tim Shelley.